Howard Tolman is with us, entrepreneur, venture capitalist, writes an article on Inc.com pointed for entrepreneurs, but there's something to be learned every week when we read his column. Today's column is titled, Can You Constructively Channel Your Anger? What are you angry about, Howard?
Oh, I'm angry about, you know, everything, but frankly, I think everybody's angry about something. The whole point of it is we have to do something constructive about it. First of all, I want to complain about the bumper I was hoping you would use. I did quote Jerry Garcia, but I also referenced a great song by Freako, which is a new Chicago band, three members who are graduates of Evanston High School, of all things, called Get Numb to It. And it's what I'm really afraid of, which is that we're going to get so overwhelmed by all the craziness that's going on that everybody's just going to sort of shut down and shut it out. And, you know, we're going to lose a lot of stuff that's very important to us. So,
and you said that song could be an anthem for the younger generations. I've got to check it out. Yeah, the minute I read it, I was intrigued by it, but I didn't know it was three Evanston High School students that created this band. Now I'm intrigued.
Yeah, they're graduates from the band formed, I think, in 2019 or something. So it's good, and it's a good song. It's live now on a bunch of different stations and stuff. Anyway, look, the moral of the story was, you know, you got to put the anger somewhere. And I think that what you can do is get your people active, because I think the key to being get out of being depressed or angry or whatever is to do something, not just whine about it or wish about it. And what I suggested was there's a lot of community collaborative efforts, you know, whether it's painting the walls at the neighborhood school or cleaning up a park or getting rid of trash or doing things. You know, we're in a time now when so many people are remote in so many ways that they never see the people they work with. And so it's sort of a, you know, two birds with one stone. You get your people together and they do something that absolutely is physical, which is a lot different than sitting in front of your screen. And they accomplish a result that's beneficial not only for the community, but I mean, it sort of reinforces the value of being part of a team. I mean, it's all, you know, all great. In fact, just to quote another song, Jackson Browne, way back when, like 1,000 years ago, in a song called Daddy's Song, said, he guessed his anger pulled him through. And in a way, if you can make that anger into something constructive, I think we're going to be all benefited by it.
And I know in your article, you said that the widespread protests, the financial boycotts, that type of stuff are one-offs at best, largely performative and ineffective to date. But I got to tell you, the boycott against Elon Musk has worked. It's pretty much set him packing from D.C. back to try and fix up Tesla, because people have had it with him, and they show their anger by not buying his product.
Well, and, you know, I agree with that, but I'll tell you what's even more important. You guys mentioned before that Amazon took a step back, but here's the truth. Amazon is like the nail that's sticking up. Of course, Trump is going to hammer on them, but there's a million other businesses that could pick up on that and do the same thing. They can put it on their restaurant receipt. They can put it on their retail tickets or stubs. They could even advertise it in their stores, you know, and let people know that, you know, we have a price increase from 10% to 150%, 100% due to Trump's craziness. And it's going to hit us in the pocketbook every single day across the board. And I think that whether Jeff did it intentionally or as a marketing thing or whatever, he certainly gave a whole lot of people permission to share that very very important piece of information with the public, and especially with the people who are coming in to their, you know, places of business and being a little bit shell-shocked by the jumps in prices. And by the way, I'll tell you the most unfortunate part, 80% of the toys in this country come from China, 80%. And that's, China now has 145% tariff, so you'll be paying almost twice as much for the same toy when the dust settles. And, you know, we're rolling into the summer, we're rolling into times, well, every time is a great time to buy a toy for your kid. But I mean, that's just one aspect of this that people don't realize. I mean, it's, you know, it's going to hit us all.
Absolutely. Would you want to see that listed if you purchase something from Amazon?
Well, I'm still sure. I mean, but I'm still angry that lettuce entertain, you know, lettuce restaurants and right. other places are
the
still
3%.
Sneaking in the COVID charges, you know. So,
right.
I mean, I'm just as cheap as you are, and I love it. You know, I mean, I don't want to pay extra. I don't mind. You know, there's two lines now. By the way, there's the COVID charge, and then there's the we want to give our employees health benefits charge.
Right.
So, look, it's I don't know what to say, but I think the more transparency, the more you understand about what you're paying. The better off we'll all be. And by the way, it's another way of mobilizing millions of people to understand that we have to stand up and do something. This is not going to happen by itself. And as I said, 4 years is an awfully long time to wait to be rid of this craziness.
Well, and yeah, every day it's a new story. It's just something new every day that makes people think or makes people angry or makes people cheer. But
last but not least, makes people so oblivious to it that they just shut down.
And right, they tune out.
That's the worst thing. Yeah, that's the worst thing. That's why I say getting numb to it is the worst thing that can happen. You got to get
Frico.
Busy.
Frico's the band. That's it. Frico, right?
Right, exactly.
All right, thanks, Howard. Have a good day.
Thanks. Take care, Lisa. Bye.
Howard Tolman, you will find him on Inc.com and, of course, most social media platforms.